everyone, and welcome to your AWI new member orientation. My name is Rebecca Matter, and we are very excited to have you here today to welcome you. Welcome to AWAI. We have a lot in store for you today. Our main goal here is to help you just get acclimated, really understand what all the resources are that you have access to, and help you get on your way wherever you are, because everybody's starting point is completely different. There are no two people on this webinar who are the same. So we're going to hopefully get you set up and get you on your way so that you can make forward progress, hopefully as soon as today. So let's go ahead and get started. I'll introduce you to our team. First of all, there's a lot of people at AWI. People wonder all the time who's actually behind the emails and the calls and all of that stuff. We have this amazing team. I don't know what we have put out into the universe to attract such good people. I've been with the company over 15 years now, and this is like my tribe. These people care so much about the company, about AWI, about each other, about you. And there's just many of the smiling faces there. This was after a company activity that we did. We went over to the beach. It's right by our office. And we had a really good afternoon. And so we just took a picture. You'll see none of us aren't wearing our shoes because we do believe in a barefoot riding philosophy. But that's just some of the people who are behind the scenes here at AWI. And then I'm going to introduce you to a couple of us right now. So obviously, you know who I am. My name is Rebecca Matter. I'm the one on the left and the one talking on the screen right now. Again, I've been with AWI for over 15 years. I stumbled across this little known opportunity and came to find AWI. I met with Katie Yackel, who is our CEO and one of the founders, who's usually on this call. She just got married this weekend, so she's on her honeymoon. But I interviewed with her for over 3 hours. And at the end, I had already fallen in love. Like the romance had started. I had already fallen in love with the company. It didn't take me very long to decide I wanted to be part of it. And then I thought, oh, you know, I'll be around for a couple of years and then go off on my way. And 15 years later, here I am. I love this business. I love everything about it. I love working for you guys. I love the fact that every single morning I get to get up, look at myself in the mirror and think like, I'm going to go out and change lives today. That is the core of everything that we do at AWI. If it helps someone succeed to achieve the life that they want, that's what we get to do. That's what we are empowered to do. Everybody from our web team to our member services team to our marketing team to customer service to products, if there is a way that we can help you succeed faster, we're going to do it. And everybody in the company is empowered to do those things. The next person to my right, her name is Pam Foster. Hi, Pam.
Hi, everybody.
So Pam's story is very cool in that she was an AWI member. So I met her a little over 10 years ago at boot camp. Just like you, she was a brand new member to AWI, and she joined and she came to boot camp. And then we just watched her succeed. We watched her turn into this amazing copywriter with a wonderful career. We watched her develop into a specific niche that she ended up writing for. It was the pet industry. We watched her career develop into an expert. So after a while, she'd been working in the space so long. She said, you know what? I really understand how to pick a niche. Can I do a niche program for you? I'm like, absolutely. Our members need to know how to do that. And so she wrote a program for us. And then she wrote another program for us, another program for us. One day she called me up and said, you know, Rebecca, if you ever need, you know, if there was ever opportunity for me at AWI, I know, love and trust this company. I came in where all of your members are coming in from. If there's a way that I can help you, I would be all in. So literally, it was like a day. I called Katie and said, Pam Foster wants to come work for AWI. Do we have a job? Which we didn't, but we're like, that's okay. We'll just make one. So we created this position called the Director of Training that didn't even have a job function. And we offered it to her. And she said, great. I will just come in and do that, create this position. And she's been awesome. And now you've been with us 3 years full time.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep. 3.5.
Yep. And it's been awesome. So she oversees all of our training and events with a bunch of wonderful, talented people as well. And just is one of the best advocates for you. She's an amazing ambassador and just all around nice person. So if you ever have the opportunity to work with Pam, whether it's at boot camp, she's one of our favorite presenters, or in a program like badges or like this, I highly recommend that you take her up on that. So that's Pam. Pam, anything to add before I continue on?
No, I've been in your shoes. I was working in a corporate world, and I first heard about AWI, and it changed my life. And I went through every phase that you're going to go through of learning and trying things and writing, and you'll see it happen for you too.
announcement. And so Pam's going to actually jump into this session in just a few minutes and take you through a lot of those resources that you don't even know that you have access to. A lot of times people join AWAI and they realize there's so much. It's like they lift the curtain and they realize all these things are back there, but they didn't know they were there. So they might stumble upon them 6 months later or 9 months later, and they think, if I had just known this, I could have moved forward a lot faster, which is what I always hear from the next person I want to introduce you to. Her name is Shantique. Hi, Shantique.
Hi.
And talk about somebody who embodies everything that AWAI is, such a heart of gold. Shantique oversees our member services team. She joined us as a member services rep, and she was just one of those people that you just knew was going to do something great. And so I had my sights on her. And after just a year, just quickly started rising up through the company. She is a leader in every sense of the word. She is an advocate and a trainer. She hires new member services reps. She trains them up, and she cares. She's the person who is helping us continue to develop this amazing member services team that keeps growing so that we can help you in whatever way you need help. She's the one who comes to me and says, hey, we got people who all have questions about this topic. Can you do something for them? Can I help them do this? And what about these ideas? So if you ever need something, if you're just feeling stuck, lost, have a question, Shantique and her team that's where you want to be. Her team is fantastic. And again, just heart of gold. She loves to help, and it shows. So that's Shantique, and she'll be in the Q&A answering questions for you.
Definitely.
Anything you want to add before I send you over to the Q&A?
Just exactly what Rebecca said. If ever you guys have any questions or concerns, you just give us a call. You can ask for me personally if you like, and I'll be more than happy to just guide you along your copywriting journey.
Excellent. And then behind the scenes, we also have Fran, who you met earlier. Fran works with our events team, things like this. And then Jade, who also is on, and they will be in the Q&A as well. And again, it's like I can't say anything different about our people, except it's the nicest person you've ever met. Fran is the nicest person. Jade is the nicest person. These people care so much, as you will see if you just give them a chance to deal with you in any kind of interaction. So know that we are all here. We are all real, and we really want to help you succeed. It's really, that is the joy, the daily emails that I get that say, this is where I was. Here's where I am now. Thank you so much. And then I get to send it to everybody and say, look at this. Look, we got another person whose life we changed. So please be those people and come to us. And if we can help you in any way, that's what we want to be able to do to move you forward. So with that, let's go ahead and jump on into your new member orientation. If your dream is to become a well-paid writer, if you've ever had this idea of, wouldn't it be so great if I could just write for a living? You're in the right spot. We've been training people for over 20 years. We're going to show you all the resources you have access to now, but we get it. We understand what it is that you want. We understand the entire opportunity that's out there, the millions of companies who are looking to hire you. We understand what project types they're looking to hire you for. We know no matter what your situation is, no matter what situation you're hoping to make it become, whether that's just to tell your job goodbye, whether that's to get rid of an hour commute back and forth, whether it's to spend more time with your family, have more time for yourself. Like if you want to go to Pilates in the afternoon or yoga or something, or just take a breath sometimes. If you want to be interested in your work, if you want a little bit of variety in your work, you know, maybe you don't want to keep doing the same thing every single day. If you just want a little more freedom as far as how much money you make, you know, they say that money can't make you happy, but it can buy freedom, and freedom can make you very happy. So whatever that is, we can help you navigate that. We're never afraid to talk about money at AWAI. So that's something that we're going to learn about, we're going to talk about today. We want to make sure that you get very comfortable understanding money. You know, what are your goals? How much do you actually have to make to leave the job if that's your goal? How much do you want to make? What kind of lifestyle are you looking to fund? And then once you get past that, how do you price projects, and how do you negotiate with clients and get paid, you know, what you're deserving and what you should be earning? We're going to help you navigate all of that. So we are here no matter what you need. You're in the right spot. We have worked with every single type of person from every walk of life, from every background, every skill set. I mean, over 20 years now, thousands of people have come through AWAI from everywhere in the world. Age doesn't matter. Young, old. We've helped people in high school become writers who never wanted to go to college. We've helped retirees. I think one of our oldest members was in her 90s, helped her start another career in her 90s, and anywhere in between. So whatever your goals are, wherever you want to be, we can help you get there. Just know that you're here, you're in the right place, and you've got a bunch of people who are ready to help assist. The first thing, though, the first big step on all of this, though, is now determining your why, though. So all of you are here for a reason, right? You found AWI. The basic idea behind AWI is that you want to make a living as a writer, right? You enjoy writing. If you don't enjoy writing, probably not in the right place. I should have said that at the very beginning. But if you enjoy writing, then you're in the right spot. But beyond the idea of just freedom and making more money and saying goodbye to our bosses and commutes and things like that, there's usually something more behind it. Like I can say I want to lose 10 pounds because I want to fit in my jeans, but there's usually a bigger why. There's something there that if we can tap into that, that's the thing that's going to push us. That's the thing that's going to give us momentum. That's the thing that's going to motivate us to get up every single day, to finish our studies, to do more hands-on work, to reach out to one more client, to do the work a little bit faster, become more efficient, become stronger, become better. That's the thing that's going to keep us motivated. It's also going to be the thing that's going to pick us up when we're feeling a little bit hard on ourselves. It happens. I've been writing now. I've been in business and publishing for over 20 years. Again, with AWI for 15, I still doubt myself. There are still days that I wake up and think, am I really good enough to do this thing that I'm working on? And I don't have to think about it very long because I know what my why is. My whys have changed over the years. My why when I first joined AWI when I was just a mere 27 years old is much different than my why is today. 15 years later, I'll let you do the math. But now I have, you know, two wonderful little kids and a husband, and just I want to show them the world. They're my why. But your why could be different. It could be kids. It could be grandkids. It could be just wanting to work somewhere and take your dog. You know, I get it. I have two dogs now. I love those dogs, and I don't want to have to leave them. It could be that you want to travel the world, that you've never seen, you know, something outside the U.S., and you just want to go. Whatever that why is, though, that is going to be your driving force through all of this. We're going to show you. We've got all the other stuff covered. We've got the skills. We've got the business stuff. We've got the getting clients stuff. We're going to go through all that today. But if you can just pick that why, what is that driving force that's going to push you forward and get you out of bed every single day? If you can start there, you're in a great position to move on and actually do this, because it's not easy. I'm not saying there's no button that you can push and you're, hey, I'm a six-figure writer. No, we're going to put in work and we're going to walk you through the steps. We have them all perfectly laid out. We've done the testing. We've done all the work with every single writer. We have boiled it down to what we call the 80-by method, which you have free access to, that is going to walk you step by step by step through all of that. That we can handle. But it's up to you to deliver that why. What's the thing that's going to push you, that's going to motivate you every single day to move forward? So I encourage you to decide what that is. And I'm going to ask you to write it down at the end of today's session, a little homework exercise. But with that, let's go ahead and jump on through all the resources that are going to get you moving forward so that you can get to that why. Pam, why don't you go ahead and jump on in for me?
All righty. So we're in April now, 2019. We still have a lot of this year to go, and there's a lot you can do. So I want you to make the most of your member page and your membership with us, and we thought we'd walk you through how it all works so that you can find your way around. So let's start with your WAI account, which is yours, your login, your way to get to everything you want. We also have, you know, walk you through that so you know exactly how to get to where you need to be for your programs. Then we also have free resources and member success stories you can look at to keep it going, to keep the momentum going and see that it is real. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people doing this, making a living as a copywriter. We also want to show you how to access the industry's best training programs and events that we've put together for you. And we also have some social media communities of working copywriters that are all somewhere along the same path as you as an AWAI trained writer. And then how you can get ongoing support through Shantique and the member services team and everybody here. So let's take a look first at how you'll get to your own stuff. So every time you come to awai.com and you want to log in, you'll go to the top corner there where it says My AWAI Login, and you click on that, and then it looks like this. It looks like a place where you'll put in your email address and your password that you've set up. And then after you do that, depending on what you have with us, you'll come to a page that looks something like this. It'll have your name at the top. It'll have your account information. And then you'll probably see a tab like this that says online programs. And that's where if you are a Barefoot Writer member, if you've purchased accelerated copywriting with us, we also have some networking tips, a special bonus there, and Smart Start Copywriting. So that's where your things live. And then under that is a tab called Member Benefits, and I'll show you that in a second. When you click on that Member Benefits tab, you want to click first as a new member on this top selection right here called New to AWAI, because that's where you can really understand what this opportunity is all about and how you can go after it. So I want to make sure you watch that, because this is part of it today. You know, we want to orient you to everything you have here and how you can make the most of it. So this is just part of that. And when you got here, you know, you went to this access instructions here, the top tab on your page. But let's look at all the other stuff. You have recorded segments to go through. And those are the next four tabs where you can see what the website has for you, plus how you can really get started and jump right in on your career, plus how you can choose your focus and set your goals, and then how to get clients, which, of course, is the most important part. So that's all on that page. And then we also have new member FAQs, frequently asked questions, which Shantique put together. And we keep adding to them as we get more questions, but that's really a great place to look if you have a question, and you can probably expect that others have had it too. So we put it all there. And then at the very bottom, we have a quick start worksheet where you can write down your goals and think about what you want to do first and what your focus will be and what your money goals are. So let's take a look. Now, the other thing, too, that's really, really important is to watch our presentation called the AWAI Method. It is and the link is down below at the very bottom. You can't click on that right now because this is a live presentation, but when you get to your member page, you'll see that it's there, and you can also click on this as we have the replay slides up on your screen. But basically, it's a 9-step roadmap that shows you each step of the way what your path is to understanding and grabbing that writing opportunity out there. It helps you consider your personal goals. What kind of writing income do you want? What kind of writing services do you want to offer? What kind of clients do you want to work with? This really walks you through who is hiring, what kind of projects they need, and how you can earn money in a whole bunch of different ways. In fact, I think we have a report right now that talks about 75 different copywriting jobs that you could potentially offer your clients. Services. And they range from writing blogs to writing long-form direct response sales letters and writing emails and video scripts and the whole shoot and match. There's all kinds of opportunity here, and we want to make sure you understand it all. So, again, on your member page, you'll see AWI Method as an option, but you can also click on this on the slides that we put when we upload the replay here after today. So if you're a Barefoot Writer member, you will click from that main member page you were just on, and you'll see a Barefoot Writer option, and this is where you'll land. So you will see that there are tabs here where you can start here to see what it's all about. You can access all the magazine issues in that tab, and you can, if you're part of the Barefoot Writer Club, that's where the club, the next tab is, and access your bonuses. And a lot of our product pages and program pages work just that way. You go to the member page, and all the materials that you need are there in tabs and then in other places on there, like below that section. If you purchase the accelerated program with us, then that member page looks like this at the moment. We're in the middle of updating it. Sometime later this year, we'll have it updated. You always will have access. But for now, you'll again click from your main member page and you'll arrive at this page, which has it broken into tabs again. So you go through the welcome, how this works, then you go through part 1, 2, 3, 4, and at the end you can get verified. You take a test to demonstrate your knowledge of what you're learning as a copywriter. And that's pretty much, again, every program is basically set up this way. And then underneath those tabbed sections on most of our product pages is a additional materials. So it could be bonus materials that are PDFs or different pages that you can link to. Also, we have forums online. We've got collections of examples of great copy that you can study and learn from. So just remember that if you don't see something right away that you thought you were supposed to have access to, scroll down below that tab section, that main section. Let's see what else. Now, we have three AWI membership sites, Professional Writers Alliance, Wealthy Web Writer, and B2B Writing Success. If you are a member of any of those, you'll set up access first through your My AWAI member page. And then once you set that up, you'll go to these sites, which are off our main site. They have their own websites, and you'll go over there and log in, and you can access all that awesomeness over there. Let's see now. What's next? What else is here for you? So we have a lot of free resources, training programs, success stories, social media communities, and ongoing support, like I mentioned before. So now let's just go through each one so you can see what I'm talking about here. Under the free resources tab on our main page, which is just awai.com, it's the first tab across the top. You drop down and you'll see that we have articles. We have oodles and oodles of articles. We have articles posted every single day, and they range on every topic you can think of related to making a living as a copywriter. So it could be working with clients. It could be choosing a niche. It could be specific copy techniques. There's so many different categories, I can't even think. But if you go in there and just search what you're looking for, you'll find all of our content on that topic. You'll also find categories as well. So feel free to browse through there. Everything's free. It's updated regularly, and it has a search function so you can find what you need. And then we also have a free pricing guide. I'll show you that in a bit, but it's an amazing, helpful tool, not just for you but for clients, because it shows what the going ranges are now for 75 different projects. And this is based on surveys and information we've gathered from our members who are working out there every day with clients, and also industry studies on fee ranges. So that's an awesome tool. Then we have how-to webinars each month called Inside AWAI, and that covers everything you can think of, again, how to get clients, how to set up your business, how to choose a niche, how to write retainer projects, which are like every month you get paid a flat fee and you write blog posts or emails or certain specific regularly posted items. Newsletters is another one. So those webinars each month, we cover a different topic, and they're free, and you can access them. If you can't make the live version, we always post the recordings. So it's incredible stuff if you're just figuring out, you know, maybe I want to be a web writer. What's that all about? Go over to those how-to webinars, and you'll find an Inside AWAI session that goes way in depth on the web writing opportunity. So that's a great resource for you. We also have writing prompts. So if you're sitting there going, I don't even know what to write about, I'm just starting out, check those out. There are little videos that prompt you on different ways you can get going and get your brain thinking in the writing mode. And we also have a glossary of terms in direct response, marketing, and copywriting, web writing, all of that. Because you'll see we throw around terms every now and then. You'll be like, what the heck does that mean? You go to the glossary and you'll find out. It's alphabetical. You can search through it. It's pretty robust. It's probably the best glossary out there on our field. So please do check that out as you're learning. Here's the pricing guide, which we put together every year. with updated statistics and facts about what marketers are using now, what the most in-demand projects are, and how you can benefit from those. You know, you can meet the demands of all these clients anxiously looking. In one survey I recall, with B2B marketers, business-to-business marketers, and that's the world where vendors and suppliers are selling services to businesses, they can't find writers. They can't find skilled writers. They're pulling their hair out. Like, where are they? So this really shows you that, and it shows you what clients are looking for so you can meet their needs. And then, as I mentioned, we also have the writing prompts and the glossary for you. Under the next tab of our member page, you'll see products and training, and that's where we have a variety of programs that run into different categories. We have self-study, which is an online course you can take yourself. We have live events where you, like our boot camp coming up in May, you can come on down to Delray Beach and be with 500 other copywriters and marketers and really immerse yourself in learning. Not only learning, but major connections for your industry, for your career. And then we also have live online programs, which are you show up every week and we'll do an online class together. And in between, there's homework and exercises you can do. Some of them have copy reviews, so you can submit copy and have an expert give you feedback. And they really range from beginner to advanced. We have so much available in a wide range of interests. And if you're more interested in writing short copy, we have something for you. If you love writing long copy, long sales letters, we have training for that. If you want to become an expert blogger or an expert at writing video scripts or anything, we've got it, because you know we hear what's out there, what's in demand. There really isn't anything else like us out there training on such a breadth of copywriting skills that no matter what you need, you'll find it. And if you don't, if you have a suggestion for something, we'd love to hear it. If you feel like there's something missing, let us know. We've got projects in the works all the time, and we're always open to hearing about new ideas we could present to everybody who needs to learn about it. All right. And then success stories. I really encourage you to check these out, because if you haven't heard of us much before and you're just joining us, you need to know we have a lot of members that are making this work. And on our website, if you click on, I think it's About Us, you will find case studies and testimonials. And that's where this page will show up and you can read their stories. You'll find that they're from all walks of life. We have people who have retired from careers, to people who got laid off, to people right out of college, somebody who just wants to make a second income or a side income while they're raising young children. The whole shebang. You will find cohorts, if I may say, or kindred spirits when you look through here and see other people who are living their version of the writer's life. And that's something that I want you to take home, is that you don't have to be exactly like any of these people. You can make this what you want for you. And everything we have here should show you how to do that, how to take what the opportunity it is, how you want to live your life, and put that together in your own plan. These are our social communities. So to join these groups, again, after you can look for them in Facebook, but also when we post this video and the slides, you can click on any of these to go there. But the Facebook groups are Online Copywriters, and that's mainly people writing for the web and online, anything online, including email. The Professional Writers Group, and that's a group more about building your business and getting clients versus the skills of writing. And then B2B Copywriters Group is about people who want to write in that business selling world. And it's huge. If you think of anything that is at your desk right now, like these glasses right here, some company had to make those glasses, right? And so there's a whole world out there of companies that make products and offer services to other businesses or to retailers or software for human resources management, anything business related. It's massive. So that might be interesting to you depending on your background. And then we also have an American Writers and Artists LinkedIn group, which is open, and you can join that as well. And then once you're participating in different programs with us, you'll also be invited to private closed groups just for that class, which is great because then you can sit and talk with other members going through the same training, and you can submit copy and get feedback or ask questions. You can even post your own website and get feedback on that. And so when you're part of one of those classes, you'll get access to those groups as part of that member page. I just wanted to mention them because that it's much more than just this here. Now, let's see. I'm trying to remember what's next. So, the Quick Start Worksheet. This is one of my favorite tools. Remember that this is at the very bottom of your Welcome to AWII New Member Orientation. You'll see that I pointed it out at the very bottom there on the left. And what it looks like is on the right here. You can print it out and fill it in as you wish, as you're starting to learn more and more about this field. You can figure, okay, well, the first year, I'd be happy if I can make $30,000 writing. And how am I going to do that? Well, it'll be part-time. You can either write for clients or write for your own business where you write ebooks or something like that. What kind of services will I offer? I think I want to write website copy. Cool. And then what niche or industry would I like to work for? Well, I work in the veterinary industry because I used to work for a veterinary, several veterinary companies, and they were on the B2B side. They were selling equipment and services to veterinary practices. So I wasn't really writing for pet owners. I was writing for companies selling to vet practices. So B2B. That's just, there's so many. There's so many industries that need you. So think about what you are interested in and fill it in there. And then you can, remember I mentioned those Inside AWII programs? There are a couple there on choosing the right niche for you. So I highly recommend you check those out. They're free and they're available at any time. And then put deadlines down for yourself. So when will you go through the AWII method? Put a date there. Maybe it's in 30 days. Maybe it's in 2 weeks. Maybe it's tomorrow. Put that down and commit to it and so forth. And it really helps you because you can post it on the wall and keep yourself on track. It's almost like declaring to the world that you're going to do this. And you have certain deadlines for yourself, and that makes it kind of happen faster for most people. And now that I've gone through that access pretty quickly, but remember, we are going to put the recording back online so you can rewatch this if I went too fast. Now we're going to cover the top questions that most new members ask us.
And thanks, Pam. And again, our job here today is to try and give you access to everything because your questions are all so different. You know, whether you've been around AWII for a while and know about us, whether you're just getting started, whether you just met us last week, we want to make sure that you understand what all the resources are. And you'll be able to really use this slide deck. We're going to give you a PDF of this PowerPoint as a resource tool on its own. So you'll be able to come back and as things change, you know, like the pricing guide might not be of interest to you right now, but in 3 weeks when someone calls you and says, hey, what's your price on, you know, to write an email from my website, you'll want to go to the pricing guide. So then you'll be able to go back to the slide deck and say, and that's what this slide that we're going through right now, you'll be able to go back and say, what was the link to that pricing guide again? Or I can't remember how to access that thing, that AWII method. And so it will all be here for you. Okay, so I want to go through the top five questions because this is just, we do this so much, we talk to members so much, and we just know all the questions that you typically have. And so we want to make sure that we answer them. And we'll open up for Q&A afterward and answer even more. But at least these we can knock off right out of the gate. So Pam, if you can go to number one. The number one question is, maybe, there it is. How quickly can I start making money? That is a question that comes up on every single webinar. And really, I got this answer from one of our experts, Nick Usborne. It's kind of like asking how long is a piece of string, because it really just depends on the person. I know people who have put up the LinkedIn profile and landed a client in a matter of days, you know, within the same week. It really depends, though, what skills you're coming in with. Some of you already have experience in your industry. Maybe you worked in solar technology installing panels for 10 years, or you are an accountant and you're going to focus in the accounting niche. You already have some skills that you can start leveraging right away. That's why Pam recommended that you watch that program on picking a niche, because it will help you move forward faster Some of you have writing skills. So even though you want to be a direct response copywriter, or you want to be a B2B writer or a travel writer, whatever it is, but you're coming in having experience with corporate communication, or you've written case studies, or you wrote reports, technical reports for your job, you could start leveraging those skill sets now while you're learning other skills you could be selling. It really will all come down to how you market yourself, how you promote yourself. And I want to talk about that in a minute. That's one of the questions that we'll tackle. But we do have a webinar, The Fastest Ways to Make Money as a Writer. Assuming you're not coming in with any real skills and you are just starting out from scratch, there are project types that you can learn quickly. So, for example, newsletters. We all know what a newsletter is. Every company knows what a newsletter is. You receive probably dozens of newsletters every single week. We can show you how to write a newsletter in a matter of a weekend. It's not that big of a deal. So that one specific project type, you could be up and running quickly. You could get the skills. You could market yourself. There are 26 million potential clients in need of newsletters. We can show you how to navigate that rather quickly. So this webinar shows you the fastest opportunities as defined by how long it takes you to get the skills and to land clients in that specific space. So this webinar, you'll be able to click on it. It's all the stuff that we're showing you today is free to access, so you'll be able to get through that. My one little caveat I have to always say, as a mom and just as, you know, one of the heads of this company, whenever I use that word quickly, though, I do get a little bit nervous. This is not a get-rich-quick kind of thing. This is a business. You are starting a new business venture. And whatever that means, whether it's to replace your career, to make more money than you've made at your job, or just to make some money on the side. One of my friends started this simply to make money to go to a mommy and me class. She was a nurse and didn't want to work anymore and didn't want to have to ask her husband if she wanted to go out to lunch with her girlfriends or take her daughter to a mommy and me class. So she got into writing just to make a few $100 a month so she could do those things. Now, she never had to go back to nursing because she makes a lot of money as a writer. But whatever your idea is, I just wanted to mention that. Like, I just don't want anyone coming in saying, like, I want to get rich quick, because it's a business, right? You're setting up a business. This has the potential to change your life, to give you total control of your finances, of the way that you live, the way that you choose to spend your day. So it's not just like a quick thing. This is big. It's a huge opportunity that you stumbled upon, and you can make it as small, like my friend is, or as big as you want it to. So, but there are ways to get started faster, and that's what that webinar will cover. The second question, what else do I need to do to get started? And I'm going to show you guys, I had a few of you asking a question in the Q&A about being distracted by all the different programs and all the different opportunities. How do you stay focused? I'm going to show you how to do that one. That's one of the questions that are coming up. But you really, there aren't a ton of things that you have to do to get started. You do need a skill. You need to be able to write a project type, or, you know, if you're in the accelerator program for copywriting, that's your job. That's what you're doing right now. You're getting through that program. By the time you finish that program, it actually ends with showing you how to promote yourself and get out there and start working. No matter which project you choose, which path you choose, I recommend, all of us at ADBI recommend that everybody go through the accelerator program, because that is your foundation. That is persuasion. That is understanding the persuasive argument, understanding how to motivate people to take action, whether that's through social media or through articles. People think, oh, it's direct response or content. No, it's all the same. It's all persuasion. It's all me trying to solve a problem that you have. That's what, whether it's an article or a sales letter or a website or whatever it is, somebody, a human, has a problem, and you are another human trying to solve that problem. And so it all starts with persuasion. And that is what the accelerator program is all about. But really, all you do to get started is to have a skill that is marketable, that is a financially valuable skill, is what we call it, that people will pay you well for. And then you need to put yourself out there and start landing jobs. So this webinar is really about how to get started finding copywriter jobs. There are so many ways that you can find work. We did a webinar recently that detailed 26 different ways. So no matter what way you like, as long as it's whatever way feels the most comfortable for you. If you're thinking right now, I could never pick up the phone and cold call somebody. Me neither. You don't have to. That's one of the 26 ways. So there are so many ways. For those of you asking about job boards, I answered this in the Q&A, but I'll answer it again here. She was asking about experience. It says they need 2 years experience or this degree. When you think about a job board, which again is only one of the dozens of ways to land clients, a job board is a form that somebody filled out. Somebody in marketing said, I need a copywriter. And the HR person said, fill out this form. And the form said, what degree level, how much experience do you want the person to have? Now, the person who's hiring the copywriter doesn't really know what that means. It's not the same as like how much coding experience you have or programming experience or how, you know, how many surgeries you have performed on this one topic. It's not the same with writing because an experience and degree does not mean that you are a good writer. What shows me that you're a good writer is your writing. So what we show you how to do is how to actually take control of that situation, whether you're applying through job boards or anywhere else, one of the other 26 ways that we'll show you how to do, and really represent yourself as a professional out of the gate from day one. I don't want anyone to go out into the world. If you've invested in yourself and you've done the work and you've trained to become a great copywriter, you've gone through the accelerator program, I don't want you walking out there saying, hey, everybody, I'm brand new. Give me a chance, right? That's not what this is all about. You're a professional. This is a business. This is your new career. It would be like a dentist going all the way through the training and then going out and saying, please, can I drill your teeth? Like, I just want to do one. You're my first root canal. Please let me. Do me this favor. Come on. That wouldn't happen, right? You don't want to do business with that guy. You want to do business with the guy who's confident, who says, I'm a great dentist. I've been through this great training. Here's my certificate. I'm ready to go. And that's what you're doing when you go out into the world. So we'll show you how to run a business. We'll show you how to market yourself. We'll show you how to put up a website, a LinkedIn profile, and all the things that you can do to market yourself. All that how-to stuff, we've got all that covered. A lot of the stuff you want to work on up front is the mind game, like the thinking about yourself as a professional from day one. If you're going to do this, if you're going to jump in and you want to be a writer, you want to be a writer, right? You're a professional writer who commands professional fees for the professional services that you provide. So just like the dentist, you will go out on day one. I don't care if you say I need a degree. I don't care if you say you want 5 years of experience. Here's what I bring to the table. I have 10 years of accounting experience and you're a CPA firm, or I have these samples that I can show you and we'll show you how to do that even if you've never had a client in your life. I have this amazing website that shows how great of a writer I am and how passionate I am about your topic. There's so many ways to get your foot in the door and jump ahead of anybody with experience or a degree. So don't be discouraged if you see anything like that, because it's just not going to matter when you actually start going out and promoting yourself. But that webinar is a great one, is showing you how to get started finding those jobs. Next one, how do I find clients? So again, there's two webinars. One, it's going to be on the same page, Inside ADBI. This is that free webinar series that we do every single month. And it's just our way of diving into deeper into topics that you have questions about and giving us a chance to interface with you like this. So as you go about your way, every month, things are going to happen. You're going to have opportunities that are going to present themselves. You're going to have questions. You're going to hit these things. You're like, how do I thought about this. And we're here. Every single month, we'll get together and you can ask us any questions you want. We have as long as it takes, Q&A at the end, and we're here to help you. But this webinar in particular is, how do I get my foot in the door with clients? So I'm brand new. I have no experience. What do I do? Like, what does it actually look like on day one when I get out there? Like, you've told me how to get clients, but what do I actually do to get myself in the door? So we give you, I think it's 5 different ways to get yourself in there, just so that you recognize that it's not like there's no magic secret potion. There's no code word that you have to say. It's really just about creating a relationship with somebody. It's you coming to me, let's say I'm the client, and trying to find that commonality. Like, do you want to work together? It's like going out for coffee with a prospective partner, like a blind date. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for blind dates here. So we're just looking for ways to open a door so we can have a conversation, maybe, or maybe just an email exchange, or maybe a social media exchange, just to see if there's anything here. Do I have something as the writer that is interesting to you, client? Or client, do you have work that is of interest to me? Is there a fit here? Because I have industry experience or a passion for what you do. I've been in martial arts for 20 years, and now my niche is the martial arts studios. I know who your clients are because I used to be one. I was one of the ones who paid the money to show up for classes and or earn my black belt. I'm passionate about martial arts. Whatever it is, you're going to create this opportunity for yourself. And that's the cool thing about this, is that you can pick almost anything. If there is money exchanging hands, what we call commerce, someone is paying for something, whether it's dental work, whether it's martial arts training, whether it's wine or food. I mean, anytime that money is exchanging hands between a consumer and a company or another business and a company, that's an opportunity for you. So you can write about your passions. You can write about things you have experience with. I was a teacher for 20 years. I don't want to teach anymore, but I don't want to lose all of that experience that I had. How do I leverage that these days into a writing career? I installed solar technology panels. I was a dentist. I was a chiropractor. Whatever your career was, you can focus on that. Or maybe you have had no career, right? You were a stay-at-home mom, no career. Fine. You're a mom. You have something in common. You understand the mom market, or you're a dad, or you're a retiree, or you're coming out of college. Whoever you are, whatever your demographic is, who you are, what you're passionate about, you understand that consumer. So what are they buying? What are they interested in? The new mom might be interested in safety products, right? So maybe you write for the safety market, because who understands moms better and what fears they have than you? It might be that you love wine, or that you love martial arts, or that you love alternative health. I know somebody who started their entire alternative health writing business, not one day of writing experience, but had lived alternative health lifestyle for 20 years. So well spoken on the topic, could talk about what she had, supplements she had taken, could talk about things that she had healed, cured, other stories that she had, all the books that she had read. So that was a way of her getting her foot in the door, simply by just having something in common with the company who was in her space. So this webinar will show you lots of ways to actually get your foot in the door. And there's no right way. There's no magic potion. There's no secret sauce. It's really just whatever way feels comfortable for you. So we kind of open your eyes to show you, you are a colleague in the space. The minute you become a professional writer, copywriter, whatever you want to call yourself, you're no longer just a newbie who's asking for a handout. You're a professional service provider with a professional service that you are offering clients to pay you. They need you. They need your website copy. They need your email copy. They need your newsletters, whatever you want to write. And there are so many different things that you could write. They need it. Without it, how will they do business? Imagine doing business with any company, right? You want to find a dentist, and I give you a recommendation. The first thing you do is go to Google and look them up, right? If you want to buy a product, ADBI, if we didn't have a website, if we didn't have, even though we send a lot of emails, if we didn't have those emails, if we didn't have the proof showing up constantly on our website, you would think, do you really want to do business with a company that doesn't even have any content that's showing me what they do? That's what every company in the U.S. and around the world needs, and that is a service that you provide. So from day one, you are a professional service provider. You are a colleague in their industry. You are not someone looking for a handout, even if you've never had a day of experience writing. So that webinar will show you how to get your foot in the door in a very comfortable way, which takes us to number four. What do I need to do to start my business? So a lot of times we'll say at the beginning of these webinars, you got to treat it like a business. And then people say, well, great, I've never owned a business before. How exactly do I do that? Like, what is a business? Now, those of you who have business experience, you've owned your own business, even if you sold stuff on Etsy, or you were a proofreader, or you ran a pool company, whatever the business is, it's going to be easy for you to figure out the business stuff because you kind of understand all that. But we went through all of the stuff. Now, we're not lawyers, we're not accountants, and so we do recommend that you always speak to your own tax and legal professionals, because everybody's situation is so different. But you can just get out there and start and try and don't feel like you have to have all this stuff figured out before you get started. But this webinar does walk you through, like, how do you send in an invoice? Like, what is an invoice? You know, like, when does that actually happen? And is there like a contract? Do I have to put a do I need to incorporate? Like, all those like little tiny questions. It's all there in that webinar. So that is a great one if you're just like wanting to jump into that business side. Most people jump into the skill side first, get some skills, get a few clients, see if this is for real, they like it, and then move forward with the business side. But those of you who are that, you know, control analytical brain that needs to have everything in its place, this webinar is for you. It will walk you through all of that stuff. And finally, the question that everybody should have, What do I do next? Okay, Rebecca, Pam, everybody, that was great. We got a lot of information, got a lot of resources. But like you said at the beginning, my situation is different from everybody else. How do I know what to do next? What's my next action, my next course? Do I take this one? Do I do that one? I get emails from anybody. What do I do? So here's what you're going to do to figure out what that is. And Pam, if you'll flip the slide. First thing, this is going to be your homework for tonight or tomorrow, or whatever deadline it is that you want to set for yourself. The first thing I want you to do is write down your why. Why are you doing this? Because it goes back to the beginning. That's the motivator that's going to keep you moving forward every single week, every single day. When we have the self-doubt creep in, it's going to pull us back up. When we're getting out of bed in the morning, it's going to push us to call one more client. Whatever it is we have to do, that's the motivator. So I want you to spend the time tonight and just think about it. Even if it's one word, that's okay. But what is your why? Why do you want this? What is the thing, the driving force behind you being here, the thing that, like, the problem, if I could solve it, or the goal that if I could help you achieve it? What's that thing that is just, I just want this so bad, and here's why? Write that down, because it will take you so far in the weeks and months to come. Then I want you to go through the 80-by method. We put this together intentionally and gave it to you for free for a reason, because you need it. This is the information that after all these years of working with members and seeing where the roadblocks are, where the opportunities are, where the doors open all of a sudden, which door do I go through? All of that. It's years of working with Shantique and her feeding questions of what is actually being asked to member services. Because I get different questions. It's Pam working in the programs, being out there, being a freelancer herself, and really understanding what it took, and us boiling all that down and figuring out what the exact steps are to give you this plan. So instead of charging for like a program or anything else, we just created it and we gave it to you for free on your member page so that you won't have to come back 9 months later and say, gosh, I had just known that. That would have helped me move so much faster. So that's the plan that you follow. It's step by step by step. And the first step is understanding the opportunity. You really need to understand commerce and just how big this is. Millions of potential clients need a writer like you. So it's really just figuring out all that, picking your niche. We're going to walk you through all that step by step. Once you go through the 80-by method and you understand the steps that you need to take, you're going to put together a roadmap. And this is the thing that is going to drive your focus in the coming weeks. So that when you get an email from me, when you get an email from a client saying, hey, I have this new project for you, or would you be interested in doing this? Or I send you an email saying, hey, this is another opportunity that's hot. Do you want to write this project? You can go back to your roadmap and decide, is it a bright, shiny object? Or is it keeping you on your path and actually moving forward? If it moves you forward on your path that you're going to define in this roadmap, so think about going on a trip. We're going on vacation. We're going to leave our house at 2:00 today. Where are we going? All right, we're in the car. Let's go. Where are we going? We don't even know the destination yet. So the roadmap is going to help you come up with the destination. And then the roadmap is going to help you figure out the path of how you're going to get from A to B. You will define it because, again, everyone on this call, you're starting in a different place and you're going to end up in a different place. So the path for you is going to be completely different. So we're going to help you put together a roadmap that's customized to you. The 80-by method is the overall steps of all the things you're going to have to do. The roadmap is specific to you. It's what you're going to do this week, next month, until you get to that destination. Because again, once you have that, I know that I want to be a B2B copywriter in the high-tech market, and I want to write case studies, white paper, whatever it is. Now I have that, it's clear, and now an email shows up or a project, a client calls me up on my website and says, hey, I have this project, would you be interested in it? And then I think to myself, well, wait a second, if I give up that time, that's all I have. I only have so much time in the day. Am I willing to give up my time for this thing, this job? Does that keep me? Does that move me forward? Is that getting me to my financial goals? Or is that not? Is that going to suck up my last bit of time? And that's not going to put me at the goal. And so therefore, I don't want this one. I would rather spend the time over the next week finding a better opportunity for myself. Or this program isn't for me because I don't want to write emails, whatever the thing is. Or you'll look at it and say, actually, I do want to write for the emails and I don't have time right now, but this is on sale, but it's on my roadmap. So I might decide, okay, it's not a bright, shiny object, but I can't do it right now, but it's still on my path. So that's the point of this roadmap, is to get a really clear understanding of the steps that you're going to take and then be able to look through this lens, if you will, at every opportunity that presents itself. And then once you have that roadmap, your goal, just like on a road trip, you keep driving. Your job is to just keep doing. Just do something every single day. Take a step forward. I want you to get in the habit of writing every day. You know, what do you write? You go to our writing prompts. We have writing prompts. Get in the habit of writing 15 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, or writing 300 words, whatever your goal is, and set a time. Every single morning at 8 o'clock, every single night at 9 o'clock, whatever time it is, every lunchtime, I'm going to go into my car. Instead of going to lunch with my friends, I'm going to go to my car, I'm going to bring my laptop, and I'm going to write until I get 300 words, or for 20 minutes, or whatever it is. If you can do that, you will become a much better writer. And every single day, I'm going to take one action on my roadmap that's going to lead me towards building my business. I'm going to post a new picture on my LinkedIn profile. I'm going to decide what my niche is. I'm going to watch a one-hour webinar over lunch. I'm going to bring my lunch to the office, sit through a webinar on how to pick a niche. And then tomorrow, my action, my step forward, is going to be picking the niche. And then maybe my action the next day is going to be going to Facebook and saying, hey, if you have a community, I picked my niche. Here's what it is. And then you're going to get a bunch of people saying, that's fantastic. Good for you. Here's what you do next. And it can just be that simple. It doesn't have to be a gigantic leap forward every single day. There's this thing that we always say about how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And if you can take one bite every single day, you will make consistent steps forward and you will be shocked this time next month when you look back up that path, up the roadmap, how far you have come forward. So just commit. You're here. You're doing it. You're going to be great. You just have to keep moving forward every single day. So that roadmap is there. That's the link that is for the roadmap. But I want you all to walk away from this, write down your why, go through the 80/20 method, put together your personal roadmap, and then just commit to doing something every single day. Even if it's just posting a question to Facebook or commenting on an article saying, I like this piece of it, this piece was confusing, or can you answer this next question that popped into my head, or do you have a resource like that? Whatever it is, we can help you continually move forward. If you want this, if you're willing to put in the time on your side, know that you have us on our side. We are willing to put in anything that we can possibly do to get you to move forward. We just need to know what it is. So from all of us at AWI, welcome to your new member orientation. We have this contact form, though. If you have any questions, you can chat with our member services team. You fill out that form, and they can get to you. They can get to us. So if member services doesn't have the answer, they know who has the best answer. I mean, they usually have the answer. They're very well trained. But if they don't, they'll figure out who has the best answer. You have access. AWI is not only about programs and resources. This is access. Like, you have access to our extensive community of writers who've already blazed the trail, people like Pam in front of you, and the experts in the industry, the ones who are defining what the industry even is these days. They're all friends with us. So you have access by association to this wonderful world of people. Hey, Kim, what you got?
Well, if we have some questions, I haven't been in the Q&A because I've been driving the slides over here.
It looks like the team has been an exceptional
I day. Think so. I was going to say, it doesn't look like we have any open questions, which is great. But you know that you can use this form, or at the bottom of our website is our contact information too. If you can't find this form, just scroll all the way to the bottom and it has our phone number and our email address and all that good stuff too if you ever get stuck.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, if there are any questions that we haven't answered and you're here in the live webinar, go ahead and post them in the Q&A now. Okay. I have purchased the accelerated program, but I have not started it yet. How long do I have to complete it? Will it go away? No, it will never go away. And as we update our programs at AWI, we call them living programs because things are constantly changing all the time in any industry. We are constantly updating our programs. Sometimes we completely revamp them 100% because things have changed. Like our social media program, it used to be a course, like a 500-page course, and now it is like a ton of these little 5-10-minute videos because that's better for you. It's easier for you to consume the content. It's easier for you to stay updated with the content, find the things you're looking for. Pam is working on an extensive update of the accelerated program right now. Just bring in new examples. What you're going to learn in the accelerated program is the best. That is the proven way of learning to write direct response, but she's adding to it to bring in other forms of content, other industries, just to keep it richer. You get access to all the updates free for life for any program that you ever buy from us. You get access to your program for life. There's no time limits. The only time you'll have a limit is if you go through an actual training program that has a start and stop date. So we have some live training where you might start on April 1st, and then the classes will end on May 15th, but you'll still have access to those recordings, to all the sessions, all the worksheets for life. So even if you were to take live training and you fall off a few weeks in because life happens, don't worry. We're recording this right now. We record every single thing that we do and make sure that you always have access. And in the future, when we add bonuses and, you know, we change things like, oh, everybody needs this thing, or we got this great new thing that we should add to it, you get access to that too. So we call it Living Programs. It'll always be on your member page for life. And whenever we make an update, we'll send you an email saying, hey, we've updated this thing. We just added this new product and it's free on your member page. Go get it now. Do I pay people who participate in my research interviews? Not typically. Pam, can you think of a time where you would pay somebody to be interviewed for research?
Nope. I mean, sometimes the client, if you're working for a client and doing case studies or other types of interviews with their customers, they may give them a gift certificate or something.
As a nice thank you.
Yeah, to participate as a nice thank you. But usually you want the person who's being interviewed to be genuine and authentic. And sometimes if they're being paid, it feels like you're pushing the, I don't know. I don't see that happen ever.
No, and just be mindful of people's time. I mean, that's always with potential clients, with anyone that you're interviewing, you know, it's always people are doing you a favor in the interview case or in the business case. We're just all professionals. We're very busy. And so we're just trying to be mindful of everyone's time. If you just approach everything professionally and appreciatively, you're usually fine.
Trying to answer your question. It's jumping all over. There we go.
Yeah. Having trouble following them too. Is there an available list of recommended software to track invoices, marketing, et cetera? We have something called Essential Business Templates that actually has all of our templates that you can copy. We basically give you the file and you can put your logo and your information in there and you can use them all. As far as like an accounting software though, there's so many out there, like FreshBooks. I don't know, Pam, what you use, but I'm sure if you just Google accounting software.
Yeah, I used to use QuickBooks for a while, and then I realized I was only using like about 1/10 of all the things it has to it. So I do a very simple, just send out invoices and keep track of them. That's all I do. Because copywriting, one of the most wonderful things about copywriting is it doesn't take a lot of equipment to make it happen. You don't need high overhead. You don't need a separate office down in the downtown. You can work out of your home. And all you need is a laptop and a Wi-Fi, really. And you can do a lot with just those two things. So, you can go all crazy and set up an amazing office somewhere and use all kinds of fancy equipment, but you don't necessarily need it at all. There was another question I wanted to answer that was so awesome, and it bounced away from my eyeballs. Why has the opportunity grown so much? I don't know where it went, but it was great, and I can't see it anymore.
I see it. User, it says, when did this field become so big,
yeah,
the opportunity so abundant, and do you see the outlook changing?
I would love to speak to that. So I started out way back in the 80s, and I was doing like television commercials and ads and things like that. And, you know, there really weren't many channels for marketers to use. And then I worked corporate communications in-house, and we were doing more materials like sell sheets to take into, you know, for our salespeople to take into offices and things like that. But it was very limited. Maybe there were 10 or 12 different channels that companies would use to reach their prospects and customers. Now, oh my gosh, recently, Rebecca and I were doing a presentation and it said, here are the 120 different channels you could be using today, or here are the top 50 channels you should be using today. Social media, online marketing, it has exploded. So when you think of any one company, they have to have email conversations with their customers. They should have demo videos on how their products work. They should have a social media community. They should have a website, of course. They have materials that they have to bring to trade shows. It goes on and on and on. So that's why the opportunity as a copywriter has never, ever been better. There are more opportunities ever than there ever have been, if I have said ever enough. It's just mind-boggling. If you're running a tiny business, for example, you got to pick like five. You can't do all those things. But mid-sized companies or larger companies, that's where the real money is, because they are trying to do every single possible way they can reach their prospects and their customers, they'll do it. And we, in our state of the industry pricing guide that's free that I showed you earlier, it talks about what the top channels are, and they have to do with websites and sales materials online and email. Blogging is big. Video is huge and exploding. So, you know, it's just, you can't do business without these channels. And so clients need us. None of them are copywriters. Some of the bigger companies have in-house copywriters, but the mid-sized companies don't usually. So that's where you come in and be a hero.
Funny, when I first started here, and I've been in publishing and direct response for over 20 years, when I joined AWI, they had 8 programs. And we didn't have anything on writing for the web. We had nothing on content. And then the industry went crazy. It was already going in that direction when I started with writing with the web. I worked for .coms back then, so I already saw the change happening. So when I joined AWI, I said, you know, there's a bigger opportunity. Like, I like, you know, people still use direct mail, and that's never going to go away. But that's only one opportunity. There are all these other opportunities. And then social media blew up, and it just went crazy from there. And no, I mean, as long as companies want to be in business, as long as they want to sell their products or services, which is why they are in business, there will always be a demand for copywriters and content writers. And the reality is, for most businesses, they need us more than ever before. Back then, when they only had to mail, you know, a direct mail letter that they could mail the same letter again and again, all they needed was someone who could buy a list, a marketer, and they could outsource somebody to write that one piece of copy. But now, a company who just wants to sell widgets has to have a website. They have to have a social media presence. They have to be able to get in touch with their customers on a regular basis so they can stay present and relevant and show them that their widgets are the best widgets. And when they're ready to buy a widget, they know whose widget to buy. They need to be able to be found on the search engines. It's just, it's owning a business these days and trying to sell any product or service. You have to also be a writer and a publisher, which is not what most people want to do. They want to focus on their specialty. If I'm a CPA, I'm really good with numbers. Like our CFO at AWI, he is really good at numbers. Does he want to have to put up a website and get in touch with his client? No, he just wants to do the numbers. Like, leave him alone. Let him count the beans. He does not want to have to do marketing and write copy and content. So the opportunity is only getting bigger with more introduction of more marketing channels. It's just going to continue to grow. But even if it didn't, even if it stopped tomorrow and we were around another 50 years, we wouldn't even be able to scratch the surface of what all companies that need trained writers.
I'm just typing away here, typing answers here.
Oh, great. That was what I was going to actually answer.
What types of authoring programs do you use? Word? I would say most clients expect you to be using Microsoft Word, and some are okay if you use Google Docs. But Word is by far the most popular with clients. They would expect, well, and one of the reasons is that because it has track changes. So if you send something to them and they want to give you some input on adjusting some of the copy or clarifying something you may not have understood or anything like that, they can easily put it into track changes and send it back to you. So if you're not really comfortable with Word, I highly recommend taking a course like at the Adult Ed Program. Hopefully we'll have a Word course, because in the world of clients, it's the default. It's the one that they usually ask or expect you to have.
Hello. This is like a Gustavo in the chat says, presentation feedback on a 1 to 5 scale, video 5, audio 5, and the presentation and motivation are 5.
All right.
Gustavo, I hope you join us on Inside of UI. We really start getting into some of the cool, like, we want to dig in. Last month, for the people who were asking about setting up their business, we did a session on how to put up your LinkedIn profile. When you're ready to do this, I highly recommend you jump in. It was free. We paid Elise Benin to come in and teach, and it was so much fun. And it's been fun to watch everybody put up their LinkedIn profiles after that session and friend me, like, connect with me on LinkedIn. So I'm excited for you to join us on some of our other webinars where we really dig in. This is kind of like welcoming you to our party. And now we get to, like, really start showing you around. Well, we're really excited. Pamela wants to know, when is the next opportunity presented to get health training for a copywriter? It came too soon for me to have time to think and respond. I've been interested in the subject for 20 years. So that was with Carlene Anglade Cole, who is notably one of the best health copywriters in the industry. I don't know when we're going to do it again, but I will tell you it will probably sell out again really fast. We keep those groups very limited so that the instructors can just work with that. Everybody gets the feedback they need. They get all their questions answered. So for those of you who are new to ADBI, you're going to see these opportunities for training, like live training. We in our world, we call it levelized. We have levels of training. You don't see this on the outside. You don't see this on your side, but it's what we do. So back in the day, all of our programs were these 500-page manuals, and that was what it was. It was 500 pages, and it was $500. That's it. And then we had boot camp, which was our big annual, it still is our big annual conference. It's turned into the copywriter event of the year. It is, if you can make it to boot camp, that one experience will change your life. It's one of the things that, like, I can't overhype it. It's just impossible. Whatever you think it's going to be, it's even better than that. It's better than any conference you've ever attended, any kind of live training. But that used to be our business model. Then we realized that not everybody worked well in a vacuum by themselves. They wanted interaction. And, we can't, how can we ever do that? How can we give people feedback on their work? Can't do that. Enter Pam Foster. She figured out a way to do it. And so we started creating programs that allowed us to have feedback, interaction with you. And then people wanted, some writers wanted more structure. They didn't like the free form. They liked it. Like, we gave them freedom and flexibility to be able to do whatever they wanted. But I want to be done in 12 weeks. I want to be done in 5 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever it is. I want my teacher to tell me, do this, read this section, do this homework, and come back. And so we created things like with Carlene where it's curriculum-based. It is a teacher is there with you every single week, like our companion series. Katie and I teach a companion series for the accelerated program. And that helps people move through the accelerated program. Like someone asked earlier, how long does it take you to get through it? It just depends if how fast you're willing to go through it, how much time you have. If you only have 1 hour a day and someone else has 8 hours, they're going to get through it faster, right? But the companion series was created to give you that curriculum. Like, we're going to get through it in 10 weeks. And this is how you're going to break it up, because we know that you can get through it in 10 weeks if you do it this way. So we created another level of programming. And then we had people who came and said, but I'm not ready for that. I don't want to jump in. I don't know if I want to be a copywriter yet. So then we came up with a lower level, a $49 entry point, so that no matter where, so that's like a smaller bite where you're on your own, you get it done. So it really just depends kind of where you are in all of this. But you will see those live trainings that Pamela was asking about where it's intense. It's with one instructor, and that instructor stays with you all the way through to the very end. But Pamela, I will tell Carlene that you are interested, and hopefully we can get her to do it again, because it was awesome. She was fantastic, and we've had so many success stories from people who have worked with her. Can you explain what the career call is? What can I expect? I'm guessing that circle of success. Did we cover that in your session, in your section, Pam? I don't remember.
I'm sorry. I was typing another answer to something else. Career call. I don't remember.
That circle of success. So circle of success is our highest level of learning. It includes every single thing that we offer. So it has all of our programs, all of our training. It has its own roadmap. It has its own training. It has a team of experts who are with them all the time. They have their own liaison. So Teresa, if you email Barb, Barbara Hume is the head of Circle of Success. She will give you a form to fill out, and it will basically ask you about your experience and all that stuff. And then your mentor will call you to go through that, kind of what you want. So all the stuff that I'm walking you through, the ADBI method and the roadmap, it basically makes that come to life. In Circle of Success, they take all that information and they sit down with you to give you a career plan so that you're not just kind of floating. You know that your plan is the right plan because someone is actually working with you on it to make sure that there aren't any stumbles, that you have access to everything that you need. And so that's what that is. So just reach out to Barbara. She's your liaison, and she will get that set up. It's great. We used to do them here. I used to do all of them, and we really enjoyed them because we got to actually talk to you directly. But now our mentors are way better because they're all trained copywriters who are still out there right now in the industry and can really help you create that path that will move forward faster. How did we answer 47 questions all of a sudden?
I don't know. I went over to chat. I see a few questions. Can they join the companion series for the accelerated program? I think that's just about finished, right?
The live one is, but we do offer recordings. So you can go through now and you still get all the benefits of participating in the group site. You can see, ask your questions. You still get to submit your work for review. And there are a lot of other just benefits. We bring in other experts. So the companion series, Katie and I lead it, but we bring in, like I'm teaching on Thursday, we're up to offers in the persuasive argument. And I'm bringing in Bob Lai, and he's going to teach offers with me, which is, who would think that I get to teach with Bob Lai? Like, in what world is that going to be a thing? But it
me
is.
Me too.
A thing.
I know. Isn't it fun?
It's a fun world. This industry is so awesome, and our teachers are so awesome. Like I was saying at the beginning, we've attracted these amazing people for our AWI team. The experts that we attract, I mean, it's so rare to be awesome at what you do and be a great teacher. But everybody that works with us, all of our experts, are the best in their fields. That's how they make their money, is writing. And they happen to be great teachers. And they are the nicest, most generous people you could ever meet on the planet. I can't think of another industry that's like this. It's just awesome.
Yep, we're very lucky.
Can you comment on the grant writing aspect of AWI, torn between B2B, health B2B copywriting or grant writing? Those very, very different, for sure. Grant writing is a very specific opportunity. You know, there's really not one or the other. Grant writing is, for those of you who aren't familiar, is companies looking to receive grants. So people put up money, and then people have to send in applications to get that money. And so you're helping those companies, schools, whatever it is, get the money. There's no real way to pick. I will say the opportunity is probably bigger in B2B. And there is, it's probably the surest path. Like if you're looking for a six-figure income, it's probably surer on the B2B copywriting side. I also think the barrier to entry is lower. So grant writing, you can get into it quickly. In our program, the gal behind it, Toni Rockets, is an amazing grant writer, and she has helped people get started right away. But the opportunity in B2B is so big and it's growing so fast that it's very easy. Like Steve always says, you can make a mistake, like a big mistake with 10 clients, and it won't even matter because there's just so many potential B2B clients out there. So I don't know if that helps at all.
Yeah, I work in the veterinary world on the side, and I used to do it full-time as a B2B copywriter for veterinary equipment manufacturers, and it was very lucrative. They pay well. That's what I was talking about with the mid-size to larger companies. If you want to work, say, writing for all the veterinary practices, they don't really have money, and they don't really get what the value is of what we do. But mid-sized companies are paying big bucks to be at big trade show events every year and to get their name out there by sponsoring journals, and they have to have websites, and they just have an ongoing need. And most B2B companies have pretty healthy budgets for marketing, and they often don't have in-house writers. So that is the sweet spot, in my opinion. So.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, we'll do like a last call for questions. So going once, going twice, and just remember we're here. We have all those communities. You can talk to us on LinkedIn. You can contact us through our contact form. Join us on Inside AWI. We are here with you all the way on this journey, and we're excited to be here. So, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you around AWI. Thank you, JJ.
Have a great day. Oops, sorry.
Happy birthday. I'm like, it's not my birthday.
No. Yes, thanks to Shantique and Jade and Fran also for helping us
Thank
with this.
You guys. All right, everyone. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye, everybody.